January 1st, 1989, a world-changing treaty went into effect. The Montreal Protocol on Substances That Deplete the Ozone Layer banned the production of chemicals like chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, which rip apart ozone gas. But when they were first developed in World War II, CFCs were regarded as something of a miracle. That's Anne Douglas, an atmospheric scientist with NASA. Douglas says there's no doubt the whole world has benefited from this agreement. The ozone layer protects living things from dangerous, high-intensity ultraviolet light from the sun. And atmospheric scientists believe that if world leaders had... And atmospheric scientists believe that if world leaders had not acted, skin cancer would be rampant, crops would fail, and, in the words of one researcher, we would have been doomed. Scientists know the ozone hole should be getting smaller since we're not creating new ozone-depleting chemicals, but the recovery isn't happening in the smooth, steady way they expected. It fluctuates from year to year. Yesterday, at a scientific meeting in San Francisco, some of the newly discovered fine points of ozone hole dynamics were presented. NASA researcher Natalia Kramarova says there are still too many dangerous chemicals. NASA researcher Natalia Kramarova says there are still too many damaging chemicals around for us to see steady progress, but her research indicates that steady progress is just around the corner. She estimates that the ozone hole will be fully healed in approximately 2070, which researchers say make... No, don't do that. She estimates that the ozone hole will be fully healed in approximately 2070, which researchers say makes mankind's response to the ozone hole a rare environmental success story. It was an event that shifted perception about how humans could affect the Earth. It was an event that shifted perception about how humans could affect the Earth.